at GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into my show. I am William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America. Today, I'm in WGSO studios, but you can hear this show on my podcast. You can see me more of me on Rumble. You can also catch me on Mike Lindell's TV show, Lindell TV at frankspeech.com. Catch me there. You'll see some other episodes or load them up. But I don't want to hesitate too long because I've got a real exciting show today about a real interesting topic. And it's with a friend of mine. I'll bring him on in just a second, Dwayne McClure. And we're going to talk about HUAC. Okay, so my New Orleans friends, it's not HUDAT, it's HUAC. And you'll find out all about that here. And I'm just going to introduce you to what's going to happen today. We're going to talk about that on my show. And then after my show, you can hear more of it on Dwayne's show. With me today is Dwayne McClure. Dwayne, how are you doing today, my friend?
Man, I'm doing great, brother. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll tell you what, you're going to have another great radio show that more and more people are going to want to listen to. After we talk about on my show, how can people hear you tonight when we go and switch our interview to your show tonight?
Well, they can go to nextgenusa.com and look up the Dwayne A. McClure Show. We're very original over there at NextGen.
Awesome. And so that's where they could go on the internet to listen and watch, because you do a video platform, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I do a video platform, and I'm a new show. I've only been up for, this will be my third week, but we're in the process of converting everything over so we can be on podcasts and such, so people can listen to us in their cars.
Awesome. So that's what's going to happen. So tonight, after here on this WGSO and on my podcast, because this will be on my podcast, we're going to do a podcast with both shows all in one after we finish it up tonight. So here in New Orleans, you know, we like to say who dat. However, I think back in the in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they said HUAC. Is that correct?
Yeah, HUAC.
So, so, you know, it's funny because I knew who they were and had forgotten about them. And then one day you and I were having a conversation about candidates and you brought up HUAC. And I said, who dat? And you said HUAC. And then I'm speaking New Orleans language, of course. And and you reminded me of HUAC. And I had,
I'm a Falcons fan, so I'm used to hearing you guys say that a lot.
I love it. Who dat? Oh, Falcons. Okay, gotcha. No, yeah, those are the Dirty Birds. Sorry, that's what we call them here.
Y'all beat us a lot.
Oh yeah, we love doing that. We're good at that. So
you are. I won't argue with you.
Although I don't know about this year, but that's a whole other story. So people who caught us on Twitter today, saw it on Facebook, they that don't know what HUAC is, Dwayne, I'll let you tell who HUAC is.
Oh, of course, with pleasure. So for those of you who don't know, HUAC stands for House Un-American Activities Committee. It is a committee that existed from the 1930s to the early 1970s. And its sole purpose was to root out communist and Marxist infiltrators in government, academia, the arts, etc.
Did you say the arts, etc.?
Yeah.
So you're saying they weren't just attacking us from in the political aspect. They were attacking us through the arts.
Yep. So they were actually very focused in on finding out who the communists were in the radio business and in television and movies, because HUAC, they were some of the first people to realize the power that the media has over the cultural norms and society.
So who basically came up with the idea? Was it a Truman plan? Who came up with the idea of HUAC?
No, so it actually came together in the late 20s is when they really started getting the ball rolling, shortly after the Russian Revolution had calcified. There was this deep fear within the United States that communism was going to try to make an encroachment here, because I'm about to give your listeners maybe a little bit more of a history lesson than they signed up for.
But no, that's what they signed up for.
Under Lenin was committed to the concept of worldwide Marxism. So their overarching goal under Lenin, and then briefly under Trotsky before Stalin took hold, was to spread, quote, the gospel of Marxism, end quote, throughout the world. So
that was a quote by Lenin?
Yes. Because remember, this is communism had to subvert not only the traditional elements of the state, it had to subvert the traditional elements of religion. Because as long as either of those two things remained in place, it's difficult to implement communism. But that phrase and the fact that they were committed to worldwide Marxism sparked within certain elements of the United States government, both Republican and Democrat at the time.
So this is a bipartisan thing. It was not a solely Republican thing. It was a bipartisan act.
Yep. Both Republican houses and Democratic houses kept HUAC and had different chairmen. But they saw that there was the possibility that maybe these Marxists weren't playing when they said that they were committed to worldwide spreading of the Marxist gospel. And they thought, well, okay, if you're committed to this, and as more and more Soviet defectors came to the States and said, oh yeah, like, we're slowly infiltrating your government and your academia, and we are slowly but surely trying to turn you guys over, HUAC was really just kind of built in to investigate those claims and see if there was any validity to it. And it turns out that they were right quite often.
So you're telling me basically this was the first wave of communism and socialism, Leninism into the United States, and there were enough smart people on both sides of the aisle that had the foresight to say, hey, look at what's coming to America. We need to stop it now. So they came up with the idea of HUAC.
Yes.
Do you know who those people were?
I can't tell you off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that Al Smith was actually involved. They called him Mr. Democrat back in the day. Al Smith was involved with forming the initial iteration of HUAC. But we had some pretty major folks were involved in HUAC or HUAC adjacent. You had, obviously, Joseph McCarthy was a part of HUAC, and unfortunately for HUAC, Joseph McCarthy's personal life would be the undoing of HUAC. But you had Joseph McCarthy, you even had Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy was involved as a legal advisor to Joseph McCarthy on HUAC and HUAC hearings, because we got to remember there was a time not too far in our nation's past where we could come together to get rid of socialists and Marxists in this country. Another big name that people might know, might not know, is a fellow named Everett Dirksen. Mm-hmm. Everett Dirksen went on to become one of the key senators in the country who helped pass the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act.
And he was on the committee for HUAC.
He was on HUAC, and he was a Republican.
So, Dwayne, we got to take a break here. I know the break's running really quick. So we're going to finish this thought after the break. So we got some commercials. We'll bring you back on after that. So hang on tight here on William Wallace for America.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
October 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and... At the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, we are back with Dwayne McClure. We're talking about HUAC. Boy, do we need some HUAC right now, don't you think, Dwayne?
I mean, I think we're well overdue for HUAC.
So, more about when you before the break, we were talking about a little bit about Hollywood, Dirksen, some other things. Hollywood got drug into HUAC pretty heavily.
It did. The prime time that Hollywood got drug into HUAC was actually it coincided with the House term of a gentleman that we might be familiar with, Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon sat on HUAC as a vice chair.
Nice.
It's really actually kind of how he made his name, as he made his name being an anti-communist crusader back when he was just a House rep from California. So he did not make a lot of friends in California, unsurprisingly, by going after the film industry. But that's when you got people like Dalton Trumbo, Orson Welles. They eventually ended up getting Ronald Reagan to come in, and Ronald Reagan actually testified before HUAC and talked about the experience that he had seen firsthand of what he suspected were communist elements in Hollywood. And he did this, bear in mind, at the time he was still a Democrat when he came and testified.
See, like we said earlier, this type of, you know, positive actions like rooting out communism should know no party line. But now, if we look back, what's interesting, when we look back at what we've talked about so far, you know, Leninism said, we're going to come in, we're going to destroy the churches, we're going to destroy family values. And if we look at the narratives created in the media, we can see where a lot of those values are getting deteriorated by the narratives that are being perpetuated in not only on the in the media, but also in Hollywood. And while Hollywood was a focus of attention back, you know, in the 40s and 50s, I guess it would be, with HUAC and McCarthy, you know, it still is under suspicion, and we know that that's where a lot of the really liberal people are in Hollywood that are also doing some of these same things behind the scenes. And we look at the narratives we have today, they're still trying to destroy it. But I don't think that the Leninism, communism, socialists are as much, well, I think they're still out in the open telling us what they're going to do, but they're still kind of doing it kind of, I guess, in a surreptitious kind of way. What are your thoughts?
Well, the key is subversion. I mean, we've had many years to reflect on Yuri Bezmenov, who was a KGB defector. He gave a now famous lecture about the slow and methodical way that they were planning on converting the West. And he said, even before the end of the Cold War, that, you know, the Cold War may end, but the subversion never ends. So that's one element. And then we had Nikita Khrushchev, who famously said that the people of America at that time, that their children and grandchildren would live under communism without, you know, having fired a single shot, that you will just know to love it and to live it, and you'll know nothing else. Like, it's just going to slowly happen. So the arts plays a very big part in that. Because the arts kind of set the standard of what's considered normal and decent, because it's supposed to reflect the world as it is.
Right.
And what we see is in the arts a lot of tearing down of the traditional family, tearing down of traditional family values. It's guised under things that the vast majority of us would support, like the fact that I think – and I don't think this is a controversial view — I think that women and men are equal.
But they are equal.
Yes, I believe that they're equal. Well, what the subversive elements in society do is they take that truth that we all agree upon and then multiply it by 100. Now, I don't know how versed you are in modern pop culture, but there's a common theme in a lot of the arts, which is masculinity equals bad, equals toxic, equals every man is either a buffoon or a belligerent. And that's not by mistake.
Is that something that they perpetuate in the circles?
Yes. It's something that's all about what the communist subversive elements in society were about, is about breaking those societal traditional norms. So they've gotten smarter about how they do it. They don't just come out and say, no one should ever get married. No one should ever get married and shouldn't have kids and all that. Instead, they try to take the moral argument of, well, if you're a woman, marriage is actually just another form of the patriarchy. You're enslaving yourself to the whims of another man. Because once we can disassociate people from any kind of identity outside of the state can assign the identity. And that's ultimately the long-term goal of communism, is to have a society of quote-unquote equals who are all property of the state.
You know, I just did a podcast on I said what the difference between equality and equity was in one of my podcasts. I used it as I said that we're all born equal in human spirit, but we're all born unequal in humanity. As humans, we're all born unequal. You know, there's nobody that's equal. I mean, some people have, you know, better eyesight. Some people are a little bit smarter. Some people are better at athletics. But what equality does is everybody's equal. You know, everybody should be considered equal to each other, and we should all be on an equal playing field. However, equity is something that is used by government to create special classes. It gives some people an elevated advantage. Some people have less advantage. Does communism that we've been talking about and the reason for HUAC, to jump in on that, is equity involved in that equation?
So equity is involved only so much as it is a tool. It is a tool to get to where they want to go. And where they want to go is the state being above all else. So if that means that I tug at your heartstrings and talk about how some people have an unfair advantage because they were born 6'4", and therefore we need to make sure that all 6'4" people don't get athletic scholarships unless they have greater points than someone who's 5'10", by 38%, then that's just the tool that I'll use. So equity is only as good as Saul Alinsky always said, that a tool is only as good as the ends. So equity, they don't really care about equity. They don't really care about equality. What they care about, the true communists, what they care about is submission. And HUAC, part of what it was very instrumental in doing was rooting out those folks who harbored those sentiments that were in our federal government, even as just like pencil pushers, people who worked in the State Department, like Alger Hiss, because people don't think about it, but unelected bureaucrats are some of the most influential, powerful members of the United States government.
Now you're singing my language. We have to take another break here. They come up quick. But after this break, we're going to talk more about that and what they did to find the communists, how they brought them before the HUAC committee, and what they did afterwards. And we'll talk about that after the break.
Not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in. Pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
October 22nd and 23rd,
at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
October 22nd and 23rd,
at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
All right, everybody. So we're talking about HUAC with Dwayne McClure on my show right now. I'm saying that because we're going to do my show as on the same podcast with Dwayne's show. So if you're listening now, you're going to hear both of them at the same time later on a podcast. Or after this show, you can jump over and listen to us continue this conversation on Dwayne's show. Dwayne, where do people go again when if they want to continue listening to this tonight?
So that is nextgenusa.com, and it's the Dwayne McClure Show.
And it's N-E-X-G-N?
Yep.
All right. Is it nexgn.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so they go there and listen to this. So but right before we hang up, we're talking about Hollywood. We're talking about what they were doing to people, how they're bringing them in. I want to remind the audience that when you heard about McCarthyism and the Red Scare, and you heard about how they brought people in, you know, from Hollywood to try to find the communists, that was all being done by HUAC.
Yeah, that was all HUAC's doing. And HUAC, they were able to root out several individuals who had communist ties and communist sympathies. I think one of the most famous individuals that they brought in for questioning was actually Lucille Ball.
Really? She was a communist?
When she was in her early 20s, she registered to vote under the Communist Party.
And, you know, she later became one of the first woman or only woman to have a production company you know, of her own.
Yeah, and she, since then, she had changed her party affiliation, but they brought her in because of that. However, she said that in her youth, that I believe it was either her father or her grandfather, some close relative to her, had communist sympathies, and she just kind of affiliated the way that they did. But she claimed that later on, as she grew up and the world started to know what communism really was, that she had changed her sympathies.
It still amazes me, though, how many people can adhere to communism, realizing that, or even how could they be brainwashed into thinking that it's a good thing? You know, I mean, all the, we know how evil communism is. How can somebody go, oh, this is a good thing? And
well, if you look at it, I'm sure you've probably read the Communist Manifesto. if you look at it, the Communist Manifesto, it's hard to say no to because it's a wish list. Everyone's equal, and we all treat each other fairly, and we hold hands and sing Kumbaya. It's hard to not want that for society.
Right.
But at the same time, when you look at what it actually says, is that it actually says we're not all equal. Some of us, those who are in charge of assigning the equalness, will be better.
They're more equal.
Yeah, they're more equal. It's much like Orwell and Animal Farm. Is all the animals on the farm were equal and the pigs were a little more equal. And that's the society that socialism and communism ultimately ends up creating, is it ends up creating a society where 99% of the population are equal in misery and slavery to, funny enough, the same 1% that they protest.
Wait, say that again. I want you to say that again.
Yeah. So communism and socialism ultimately ends up creating a situation where 99% of the public ends up becoming slaves to the 1% that they are currently protesting against. So all they do is they'll get rid of this current 1% and then just replace it with another 1%.
So what did HUAC do to the people that they found to be communists? What could they do? What kind of authority did HUAC have?
I mean, really, the greatest scope of their authority was bringing people in for questioning and providing witnesses and a spotlight. That's really what they did, is they had a spotlight that they showed the American people, oh, you think that the communist threat isn't here? You think that they're not in our schools? You think that they're not in our boardrooms? You think they're not in our government? Well, they're right here. They're in the building, guys. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. And you can't pretend at that point anymore that it isn't nefarious. Because if not, if you have nothing, like they always say growing up when you're a kid, if you got nothing to fear, you don't have to hide.
Isn't it amazing that the same tactics that they used to be able to convince people that communism were good and the same things that happened back then, we're seeing it unfold now. But what I'd like to point out is that even though people are aware of it on both time frames, they still ignore the fact that the subversive activities that are still trying to convert people to communism.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the conservatives, and when I say conservatives at this point, I'm still talking about conservative Republicans and conservative Democrats, because we still had those
correct
at the time. But the conservatives failed to really seize on that momentum and carry the narrative forward. One of their biggest failings is they allowed the argument, the quote-unquote Red Scare, they allowed that to be synonymous with Joe McCarthy. And Joe McCarthy did a lot of things right, but the one thing that he couldn't do right was he couldn't control his drinking. And when he couldn't control his drinking, he also said a bunch of things that turned out to be half-truths.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which allows the media, because remember, we're talking about the media here. That includes the news.
So, and we know who invaded the arts was some of the communists. So the mm-hmm. media probably relished in the fact that they could call out the guy who is uncovering them.
And not just call him out, call out the whole thing, because he had become synonymous with it. The TUAC and investigating communists had become synonymous with Joseph McCarthy. So if you take McCarthy down, you take down the investigation into communists. And unfortunately, they did that successfully. They were able to tie that albatross around the conservative anti-communist necks. And that really was the turning point in this whole discussion, was the fact that Joseph McCarthy had done a Senate version of HUAC. So they just lumped the two together and said, oh, so you're anti-communist and you're at the forefront, but you're also an alcoholic and an unreliable witness and et cetera. So the media really hung an albatross around his neck and then said, look, everyone who supports this is just as much of a quack, as much of a fascist as Joe McCarthy is. I don't know if any of that sounds familiar to you.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say what sounds familiar to me. You know, kind of like when the president got up in front of the in Pennsylvania, and was it what hall was it? Oh, it was Independence Hall. I know. I was trying to be funny about it. And got up
Independence Hall where he called half of the country his enemy.
Yeah. Exactly. His enemy. And then he relates those people to things like, I mean, like, and those people are already tied to family values, conservative beliefs, fiscal responsibility, faith, family. And now he said that they're his enemies, and that though, and he tied them to Trump with the word MAGA, of course, and then makes them all evil, which makes it easier for him to in some ways to put his agenda forward.
Right. And honestly, it's a tried and true method. It's worked in the past for them, and they keep going back to the same well because it works. So conservatives, if we were a little bit smarter, we have to start making the distinction between Trump and Trump policies and conservatism. There's a lot of policy that Trump had that was good, solid policy. There was also a lot of policy that Trump had that wasn't conservative policy. But we have to start disassociating the two. For example, big Trump guy. I will be voting for him in 2024. But the movement has to be bigger than Trump, because if they keep haranguing and saddling him with this albatross of, you know, Nazi, fascist, blah, 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 it's not about the truth of the matter. It's about the narrative. And ultimately, the left controls the narrative right now.
It's almost
control the narrative because we play into it.
It's almost like, you know, when you take I want to say this without naming the newspaper, when they have a publication that talks about things that aren't really true, or maybe they have part truths, but they elaborate or they exaggerate a little bit the truth of the story to make it into where it's not true. Those news magazines that you see at the grocery store checkout, the narrative news story is always more fun, easier to listen to, read, or more interesting to look at than the truth is sometimes. And I think that's what's happened with HUAC, and in this case where we've compared it to Trump speech.
Yeah. And they're trying to use the same tools out of the tool chest with the America First movement and with conservatives that they did 60 years ago with McCarthy.
And HUAC, to destroy HUAC. Because when you destroy McCarthy,
because it's a threat.
Because when you destroy McCarthy and HUAC, you destroy the light that's uncovering communism.
Yeah. And that's why if you look at it, I will go so far as to say we've had a lot of good policy wins over the past 6 years, but we're losing overall. And I say that with much chagrin and regret, because we're losing, because if you see things like the censorship that's going on, the censorship in our social media space. We didn't have social media 60 years ago, but I assure you that nowadays HUAC would be investigating why there's only a a one-sided censorship policy in all of our major communications. I mean, you look at libs of TikTok, for example, on social media, they're just reposting things that the left is posting, and they're citing that they're being attacked and that this is a call to...
Hey, Dwayne, we got to take another break. Let's continue that thought here after the break here on William Wallace for America.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. All my friends are searching. Quiet desperately. All right, we're back with William Wallace for America and Dwayne McCore. Dwayne, once again, we try to pull your site up all during the break. I want to make sure you get the spell the website that people are going to go to hear us after we get off the air at the after this segment. Say it again.
NEXGENUSA.
Okay.
It's the
dot com.
The next gen.
T-H-E. Oh, the T-H-E. The NEXTGEN.com.
USA.
USA. The next gen USA.com. Got it. All right. Perfect. All right, we try to make sure we got that right. It took us a few minutes. All right, so it's interesting. John Buchanan was on also on HUAC. And as I look over the list of members of HUAC from the 90th, 89th Congress, 88th, 87th, 86th, 85th, all the way back to the 79th Congress from 1945 to 1946, it is a an even mix between Republicans and Democrats. This is really a bipartisan issue when America really was out for pro-America, America First policies, and trying to stop countries, stop not just a country, but a philosophy that would destroy the foundation that America was built on. And I think that they infiltrated the Democrat Party. I wonder why they chose the Democrats and not the Republicans, though.
Well, I think it's very simple. And I think that the reason why they chose the Democratic Party is because the Democratic Party, if we recall, had two things that, if you're looking at it as the opposition to freedom and democracy, that were really beneficial, which is, one, for the majority of the 20th century, we had a Democratic-controlled Congress. We had Democratic-controlled state legislatures. The second thing is that makes them a really juicy target because they're the biggest apple. But the second issue is that if you recall, in the 1960s, the Democratic Party was in a state of flux. It was chaotic, and they didn't really have cohesive leadership or ideology of their own. If you think about it, just think about the 1968 Chicago DNC convention. I mean, that was almost a Democrat civil war.
Who was their candidate they were fighting over?
Well, at that point, Robert Kennedy had been assassinated earlier in the year.
Right.
And Robert Kennedy had been assassinated early in the year, so you had a faction that wanted to go with Eugene McCarthy, no relation to Joe McCarthy, and you had a faction that wanted to go with McGovern, and you had another faction that wanted to go with Ted Kennedy, and the Vietnam War was at its peak, so you just tapped into a bunch of disgruntled youth who didn't believe in fighting this war abroad against communism, especially when they've been taught that communism is essentially the way of peace.
Unbelievable. And so now you've painted a picture of why they were able to infiltrate the Democrat Party so easily. I wonder what other reason. I mean, what was the largest percentage of people who were Democrats? I mean, at the time, like you said, most of the country was Democrat, and at the time, Democrats weren't as liberal as they are today, because I think that's something that became with the infiltration, if you will. But back then, the Democrats were they easily to deceive?
Well, no, and I think what it was is they saw an opportunity to play the ultimate long game. And if you really think about it, and you look at the Democratic Party, they really didn't start going to the radical socialist left until about 15 years ago.
That's right.
And the question for that is, well, why? Well, because the baby boomer generation was just the first generation that was introduced to it. You can't go full radical too hard with your first wave of initiates. You have to wait for the preceding generations. And what we're seeing is now we're seeing them realize that there's an opening to make moves on those preceding generations, but they've already locked in the support of the baby boomers that they're going to have.
Really, you think so, with liberalism?
Yes, because here's the thing that I've encountered is that it's hard to deprogram someone from believing that their political philosophy is a moral right, and that's what they spent the past 40 years doing, is crafting it as, well, this is about doing what's right, not about what's for the bottom line. Because if you look at it, the core of every argument that the progressive makes in the United States is, we care about you, conservatives care about the almighty dollar.
And the reality is that they, even Democrats, care about the almighty dollar. They just don't say they do. They hide it well, because when you look at some of the wealthiest people in the country, they're the same Democrats and liberals that are casting stones at capitalism, yet they are profiting from it.
Absolutely.
And they're using their money to perpetuate the ideology of communism and socialism and big government, because I think they even realize themselves that when government wins, or they can win by using government to win over these policies, they can then control the population in an even greater way and acquire more wealth, not just financially, but also control mentally.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that that's probably something that a lot of the younger generation of unwitting communists and Marxists, and some of them know they're communists and Marxists, but a lot of them don't realize that they've been indoctrinated into such. They don't realize that they're actually carrying water for an elitist ruling class by raging against an elitist ruling class that doesn't really exist in the way that they think it does.
Boy, oh boy, do we need HUAC today, right?
We do, desperately.
So we're talk more about that on your show, why we need HUAC today and who would HUAC investigate today. So when we go switch over to your show in about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking about who would HUAC be investigating today? And how could HUAC not only shine the light on this, but I think when you drag it in front of Congress, it gets a little bit more media attention, or shall we say the media has a harder time ignoring it. What do you think?
I agree. What is done in darkness will come to light. And once you put light on it, I've found that it's much like cockroaches. They tend to scatter.
I love it. You know, you mentioned a few minutes ago how communism took the long game approach to winning over our country. And I tell people it's the same thing that they did with abortion. You know, they didn't ingrain or chain people with the philosophy of abortion until recently. When it was started, it was just made a right. And over the generations, they've hardened it in people's minds and ideologies. Would you agree?
I would, and I'd say that for our sake, we have been very, very lucky as conservatives and as pro-lifers that this is a situation where our opponents didn't read the room properly.
All right, Dwayne, we got it. We got 15 seconds. Let's tell everybody to switch over to your show at thenextgenusa.com, correct? Dwayne McClure.
That's the one.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation there in a few minutes. Dwayne, I'll see you on the air on your show in just a few minutes.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.